Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
And we are live here in the Capitol Rotunda this morning, just outside the Senate chambers. Things kick off here around noon today. It looks like they're going to be working on budget appropriations and all that right off the bat when the House and Senate get called in, and then people will get sworn in, and then they're going to get right down to business from what we can tell. And this is a busy hour for us. We've had the incoming governor. Of course, we had Andrew Bailey, the attorney general, who just got reelected. Right now we have Senator Denny Hoskins. This will be his officially last few hours as a Missouri senator, and then he will become the Secretary of State. And great to have you in, sir. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for having me.
How have you been?
I've been doing well. You know, when as elected Secretary of State, we have about 260 FTEs and a $71 million budget. So it's a little bit bigger budget than being a state senator or a state rep, but I'm excited. We've been working hard, and our team's ready to go.
Yeah, well, that's good. You want to hit the ground running when you get in here. Now, I hate to bring up this sensitive subject, but you pointed out to me today that you don't officially get sworn in as Secretary of State till the 13th, so next Monday, but after noon today, when the new senators are sworn in, you won't be a senator anymore. So almost like when you were a senator, you don't have a parking spot, right?
That's right. That's right. I do not have a parking spot right now. And so, in fact, on the drive over here from the apartment, I parked out in the street and just walked over. Yes.
Right. You know, we have to talk about that for a minute because, right, obviously when you were down here with Bill Eigel and they were trying to exact some revenge, I would imagine, for whatever reason, Senate leadership stripped you of your parking space and almost took your office furniture, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, because we were trying to get IP reform passed, it was the number one priority of the Missouri Freedom Caucus. I'm a founding member of the Missouri Freedom Caucus, and we needed to get that passed to try and prevent Amendment 3 from passing. You know, I sacrificed everything. I sacrificed all my chairmanship of economic development. I sacrificed the committees I was on. I was kicked off the committees. I sacrificed, parking spots, kind of a minor thing.
Well, yeah,
but it was,
yeah,
just kind of petty in my view. But I sacrificed everything to try and get IP reform passed. And fortunately, we were able to get it passed out of the Senate. But then when it came back from the House, they decided not to bring it up again.
Which is sad, because now we're saddled with this abortion up until birth in the state of Missouri. And
that's right.
And I know as Secretary of State, you won't have a lot to do with that issue. But, I mean, are you hoping maybe they bring up some revision that can be put back on the ballot at some point in the future?
I hope so. You know, number one, we need to make it a little bit harder to put something in the Missouri Constitution. We have bingo in the Missouri Constitution. We have medical or marijuana in the Missouri Constitution. Our Constitution is just becoming so bloated with things that come in from out-of-state special interest groups.
Right.
Those out-of-state special interest groups are funding ballot initiatives to put on Missouri ballot and for voters, and funding those with millions and millions of dollars and trying to make us more like, you know, liberal states like California and New York.
Right.
I know as the Secretary of State, election integrity will be huge, and that's obviously very important and something that's got a lot of people talking over the last number of years. But obviously you do more than that. I mean, what would you say is going to be your number one priority as you move into this position?
Well, you mentioned election integrity. Election integrity will be the number one priority. In fact, yesterday I announced that I have hired a director of election integrity. That's going to be Nick Lestrada. He is currently the Pettis County Clerk over in Sedalia. He's had, I think, 12 to 14 years of county clerk experience being the elected county clerk. He's helped out internationally on international elections. So very excited for him to come on board. You know, when people think of the Secretary of State's office, usually they think of elections. Second thing they think of is business services. So business services, where you, if you have an limited liability company or an LLC, LLP, you go to file those with the Secretary of State. So those are two of the big things we're going to work on is election integrity, make sure that, hey, it's as easy as possible to file an LLC or LLP, and then some of the things that Ashcroft worked on as far as making sure in our public libraries that there's only kid-appropriate material is accessible to kids. You know, we've seen in some of our public libraries where they've had adult-themed material, and we don't want that in the kids section. We don't want that accessible to kids. So those would be three of the big things.
Yeah, I remember that being an issue during the election because you brought this up during the election, yes. And there were people trying to argue with you that the Secretary of State's office didn't have anything to do, any control over that. But you do play a role in that to some extent, right, for funding?
That's right. We do for library funding. I get to appoint the state librarian for the state of Missouri. I work with the public libraries quite a bit. And so some of the funding that comes into our public libraries actually comes through the Secretary of State's office as far as grants and other things. And so I'm going to uphold my campaign promise that we will no money that comes through the Secretary of State's office for public libraries that has inappropriate material for kids, accessible to kids, we will not fund those libraries.
Good. Good. We're talking to Denny Hoskins, incoming Secretary of State for the state of Missouri. It just drives me crazy whenever that's brought up. It's inevitable that the critics, particularly on the left, are going to claim that you're trying to ban books. And they say the same thing when this happens in school libraries. And I don't understand what their rush is to put inappropriate material in front of our children.
Yeah, most certainly. Well, you know, the example I give is, you know, for movies, you know, if you have a 10-year-old daughter or granddaughter, you're not going to take her to see a rated R movie, are you?
No.
No, you're not. And so some of these books, they could be considered rated R or rated X. And so most certainly, you know, they're not appropriate for kids. They shouldn't be accessible for kids in the library. If I had my way, we wouldn't even use taxpayer dollars to buy these books for our public libraries. They serve no purpose.
Yeah. No, I would agree with that. Let's talk for a minute about election integrity.
Yes.
You brought it up. During the election, you said that you were in support of going back to paper ballots and hand counting.
Yes.
A lot of the critics said, well, that's going backwards. I mean, why are we not using the technology? You know, I'm looking at a situation where there are places around the country where it's taking weeks to count the ballots.
That's right.
But we used to count them by hand, and
yes,
didn't have that problem.
That's right.
Why would it be a problem now?
I agree with you. Yes. Do I support hand-counting ballots? Most certainly I do, and that's something that I ran my campaign on. Can the Secretary of State, can I officially say, hey, we're going to hand-count all ballots? No, I can't.
No.
That has to go through the county clerk or the legislature, and I've said that I will help any county clerk that would like to hand-count ballots. You know, we saw that in Osage County here in mid-Missouri. They hand-counted ballots in, I believe it's their municipal election, April election 2023. My own home county, Johnson County, had a special election in August of 2023 where they printed off paper ballots and hand counted those ballots. So it can be done. We used to hand count ballots before the machines. In my opinion, I think I don't trust the machines, and I think hand counting ballots are more safe and secure.
Even the scanners, though. We're not just talking about the ones where we used to go vote on a screen and then you see the piece of paper roll up in it. We're talking about filling out a hand-papered ballot.
That's right.
And putting it through a scanner is what we currently do. So
that's
we're
right.
Even talking about eliminating the scanners, right?
Yes, yes. And yeah. In fact, there was actually a county that had some problems with the scanners because there was such a huge turnout this year that their memory stick for that scanner stopped working because it was full.
Yes.
And you know, I if I had my way, like I said, we would go back to hand counting ballots. Now, I can't do that. What I can do is make sure that the electronic machines are certified correctly. And so my understanding is there's three or four companies that actually do the election machines as well as the tabulators. And so I said that I'm going to lead a robust effort to forensic audit those to make sure that they are working properly. And we're going to invite the public in. We're going to say, hey, you can be here and watch these things being tested, and we'll see what the results show from that.
Yeah, and part of the audit process, right, after any election, isn't that to go back and randomly hand count certain districts just to make sure it's in line with what the scanner's showing?
That's right, 5%. And so after the election, 5% of those ballots have to be hand counted as an audit afterwards. And I've also said that, hey, I would support increasing that threshold to 10 or 15%. We want to make sure that the public has the utmost confidence that our elections are safe and secure. Mm. And the only way to do that, I believe, is by hand counting, or at a minimum, increasing the percentage of hand counting those ballots.
I know you said it would take lawmakers to basically make that change. What are the odds that actually ever happens here in the state of Missouri where we go back to hand counting?
Well, we'll see. You know, the odds probably aren't very good. You know, last year when I filed the bill, and as well as some of my conservative Senate colleagues, we didn't even get a hearing over in the Senate. So it's a new leadership in the House and the Senate. And so we're going to, you know, I'm not going to rush to any judgment. Hopefully, you know, they'll be more receptive to hearing those bills. We don't know who the chairman or chairwoman is going to be in the Senate as far as the elections committee, so I hope to work with them in order to institute an election integrity package. One of the things that I promised on the campaign trail that I would create an Office of Election Integrity, and we've done that, and I've hired that director.
Very good. Well, I will say it for one of the final times, Senator Denny Hoskins, an incoming Secretary of State, so I could say those at the same time for a couple more hours this morning. We appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you for coming by.
Yes, thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll have you on again after you get sworn in and see what kind of progress you're making.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Denny Hoskins joining us this morning in the Capitol Rotunda down here, trying to get you some insight on what might happen during this legislative session that's coming up here that lasts until May. They gaveled in today at noon.
Get more at 971talk.com.